Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Louisa Show. We thank you so much for tuning in with us on this day, May the 23rd, 2023. And we want to continue to tell you to invite others to listen to the show. Now, we hope that you have instruments to document what we're going to say today, write down what we're going to talk about today. And once again, I thank you so much for tuning in. This is a show where we started off talking about domestic violence and domestic abuse. And then we narrowed it down to subtopics within the category. Now, before I forget, I want to start and give you the number for the National Domestic Violence Hotline that you may call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You may contact them in each of the ways I am getting ready to give you, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. First number you can call is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. Then you may also text the word START to 877-88788. Once again, 88788. Then you can also chat online to thehotline.org. That's thehotline.org. Now, I've been thinking about quite a few things, and I'm going to give you a number that you may also call in. That number is 563-999-3694. That's 563-999-3694. What I'd like you to do is go back in your memory bank while we're waiting for someone to call in, or go back once we finish this broadcast into the archive. I'll go to your notes and look for the definition that we gave for self-concept, because I think it's very important for everyone that's listening to this broadcast to really look at the definition of self-concept. And I believe on last Tuesday, I reviewed it and also included all of the sub-words that are included in the definition, which is, well, self-esteem. And I'm not going to tell you everything, you have to find it. Because I think it's very important to know where you stand right now, not only within your reality of probably being in abuse, having been in an abusive relationship, but also in the reality of who you are, okay? So once again, we're going to ask you to go back into the archive and look up the definition to the word self-concept, and then each of the subtitle words that were included in that broadcast. Okay, now, what we'd like you to do, if you remember any of those items, we'd like you to write down the definition of the word self-concept. Write down the definition of the word self-concept. And once you have written down that word, then we're going to ask you to write down how you feel about yourself. Write down today about yourself. Okay? Because that is very important to know how you are feeling about yourself right now. Realizing that you have been in an abusive relationship. So that is one thing. Then next thing is we want you to write down, now that you realize, have an idea or think the relationship or that you have been in an abusive relationship, just how do you feel? How do you feel? Okay? Because all of this is very important. Now I'm going to check the line and see if anyone has called in. Because it's very important to realize where you stand in an abusive relationship. Okay? How do you feel about yourself? How do you feel about the person? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Because I know I've shared with you in the past, it would have probably only been once, though, that there was a time I hated my spouse. I hated him. After I was able to realize how I was feeling, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then in doing the show, I have just learned so much more about myself. I am glad of how I have grown and how I feel when I'm around him. And as I've told you in recent episodes, I have definitely learned how to not pay attention and not let the things that he say to me bother me in any way at all. So once again, the number to call in is 563-999-3694. You know, it is so important to be able to vent, to be able to talk about things that you've gone through, things that you have experienced that have deeply hurt you. It's very important. So that's why I'm letting you know that you can just call in and be free to talk. So at this time, to give the number once again to the domestic violence hotline. That number is 563-999-3694. The number is 563-999-3694. Now, that's the number to call in if you want to vent, you know, talk about how you're feeling and what's going on. The next thing is the domestic violence hotline. That's 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. 88788 is the number to text the word START to. 88788.
And then you can go online to thehotline.org. Thehotline.org, and you can chat. You can chat, and the calls are anonymous. You can say whatever you want to say to the person that's listening on the other end. They're there to support you in each and every way by listening. They have very strict policies and ethic guidelines that they have to go by. And to follow up with additional calls, then they will talk to you and let you know about their confidentiality and how they work with others, et cetera, et cetera. So, and I want you to write down all of the things that you have started doing differently than what you were doing before. Remember I told you to you like about yourself and things that you dislike about yourself? And I'm just checking to see, have you been doing that? So don't go back and look at your notes. Just pick out the ones that you picked out, I mean that you've already written on, and then go ahead and document that information. And remember, you need to spend more time with people who make you happy and lift you up. You need to spend more time with people who make you happy and lift you up. Communicate with old friends and make new ones to help yourself feel better. Communicate with old friends and make new ones, not only to help you feel better, but also to help you feel connected. Remember, if you have to eat a good diet, start an exercise regime to move yourself into a calmer mode and to be able to think more clearly about what you're going through. So remember, go back and really look at the word self-concept and the components, the other three components of self-concept. And what I want you to do is write down the one that you think you should be working on within those concepts. We have 90 seconds left. While we cannot control most things happening to us in our lives on most occasions, we can determine our own reactions to these events. Everyone makes mistakes, and we should learn from it. Learn from others' mistakes. You will never grow old enough to make them all. So learn from others what they have gone through, and then learn from what you have gone through yourself. As I speak with you on this day, I want you to know that I've shared a lot of personal information with you and hoped that you will not make some of the same mistakes that I have made. So I thank you very much for tuning in on today, and I thank you for listening to the broadcast. You may check that box up top that says to follow so that you may be notified when there's an upcoming show. And also, I just want to thank you once again for tuning into the show, and may God richly bless you. Have a good day. We have 9-8. Been good. Treat yourself today. Make yourself laugh. Have a good day.
Mm-hmm.